Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Texas is in town taking on the White Sox tonight. Brooks Boyer from the White Sox is on the phone. Hey, Brooks, it's John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, John. Good morning. Beautiful day. Ready for some baseball.
How about it? Can I buy tickets to a White Sox game if I walk up today?
Yeah, if you walk up today, we will have some. If you walk up tomorrow or Sunday, that's going to be a tall task. But there are some left for tonight, and obviously, you know, this the best place to go is whitesox.com to check it out. And the only tickets that are on sale are this homestand, which goes through May 2nd. We're still selling on a homestand by homestand basis, but if you're interested, WhiteSox.com is always the best place to go. Yeah, we're super excited about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with this weather that's supposed to be heading our way.
Yeah.
Going to be some glorious baseball nights in April, which will be amazing.
So the Cubs are selling their tickets, I think, at 10 o'clock this morning for the month ahead. You're only doing it homestand by homestand, right?
Right. We're going homestand by homestand. So you know, tickets are available for this homestand, and then next week we will go on sale with our tickets for homestand number 3. So we, you know, as we've discussed in the past, we don't know when any sort of capacity could potentially change, so we can welcome more fans to the ballpark. So that's why, whether it's us or the Cubs, while you're kind of rolling these games out slowly, you know, in anticipation or hopes that something could change one way or the other.
Yeah, right. So how far in advance of a homestand do those homestand tickets go on sale?
Usually it's about a week to 10 days that the tickets go on sale for the entire homestand.
And then I could buy them online, obviously. I asked you a moment ago if I could walk up. That's always dicey. I presume most people will go to WhiteSox.com and buy their tickets, right?
Right. Our box office is open. So if someone were to, because especially with the weather that we're supposed to have for this homestand, you know, someone sitting at home and says, let's run over to the ballpark. There will be box office access so people can get tickets.
Yeah, right. And then I presume the seats are scattered all about that I'll be buying?
We still have distance seating. So we sell our tickets in pods of seats, and those pods can range anywhere from 1 to 6. So you would come and you'd pick your pod, and yeah, scattered throughout the ballpark. Now, obviously with limited capacity, you know, the lower deck, it's going to be a challenge to get in the lower deck. But there are some lower deck seats that remain, for those weekday games against Detroit next week.
Do people get up from the upper deck and move down to some of the lower deck ones? I mean, you'd still be 75 feet from somebody sometimes.
Right. Well, with the protocols that we are under, if you are that person who has, you know, traditionally bought an upper deck ticket and then tried to maneuver your way down to the lower level, unfortunately, with the protocols, that's not going to be possible, because you enter a certain gate. You have an assigned gate that you need to enter. You stay within a zone once you are in the ballpark. So that is not an option. And what we've done, John, with our tickets is, if a seat is taken out because of physical distancing, we have zip tied that seat. So,
unless
you want kind of a massive wedgie, don't try to sit in the zip-tied seat.
How do you know that I don't? Really? So, literally, those seats are not available. That's a good idea. I'll have to wear a mask when I'm at the ballpark?
Yes. Masks are going to be mandatory, except when you're actively eating or drinking. We have put mobile ordering into place you know, for people that want to order from their seats and then go to the concession stand to pick up their food. There are no vendors for the time being. So people that that need their beer fix, you are going to have to get in some extra steps up the aisle to be able to go get your beers.
All right. Hey, good luck to you guys, Brooks, WhiteSox.com. I hope you win more baseball games. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Sean. Go Sox. We'll see you at the park.
9:56 WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsrooms coming up.